Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm with Compass Group International, and welcome to another episode of Expat Thailand. This is going to be a quick one, and the reason why I'm doing this is a quick update for Q4 of 2022 of our services and what we do. And this is to help clarify for those who listen to my episodes, listen to my podcast show, of the type of clients that we take on. So the very first thing I want to mention is we are a very low volume boutique real estate consulting firm. We're not just a real estate broker. What we do is a whole package. We are estate planners, lifestyle managers, and also real estate brokers. But we do is the whole package. Just to give you a quick example, our minimum for combined purchases for real estate is at least $1 million. That's in combined purchases, whether it's just one estate or a condo for $1 million, or it's four condos at $250,000 a piece. But the combined purchases has to be a minimum of $1 million. We do not work with clients under that dollar amount, and here are the reasons why. Because we're a small boutique brokerage, we only take on 2 to 4 clients a year. That's it. We are not high volume at all. The reason behind that is for those of you that are listening to my podcast for a long time, or this is your first episode, it's because we practice what we preach. This is not a job for me. I love real estate. I love people. I love bringing people and welcoming them to a paradise like Thailand. I love seeing their happy faces, but this is not a job. I love what I do, but I don't want to do in high volume. I love what I do, but it doesn't define me. I am not defined as a real estate broker or an estate planner or a real estate consultant. I am defined as a happy guy that's happily married, that lives in a wonderful place like Thailand, that provides me with a peace of mind that we're never going to outlive our money, and that I have the freedom to not work if I don't want to. So what we do is so complicated, many times it does take 3 to sometimes 6 months to complete the whole checklist of what we're doing for specific high net worth clientele, whether it's buying them multiple estates. Earlier this year, I had a very high-valued client where I actually had to sell their home in the States and get them moved out and also sell their cars. Part of our service, part of what we do, not an additional fee. We charge 10% flat fee. That may seem high, but not for what we do. Because in addition to moving your whole family here, finding your dream homes, in addition to that, is if you want investment real estate, we are also finding that for you. But we're negotiating these prices at a lower rate because we have the network, we have the relationships. So that 10% is almost like a wash. And then in addition to that is, we're not just real estate brokers. We're also going to help you making a transition of deciding which visa is right for you. Is it the investor's visa? Is it a Thai lead visa? Is it the 1 year or the 10 year retirement visa? These are all different visas. Or are you planning to have a side hustle, open a business? Maybe you're not planning retiring, but you want to open a business here in Thailand or have a satellite office here in Thailand because you want to start servicing and opening up to the Asian demographics or start marketing to Asia. Part of our services. In LLC, attorneys, we have all that. So we're not your typical real estate brokers. So with that in mind, what we don't do, because there's plenty of other agents and brokers, if you're looking for a $100,000 home, a $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 home, there are plenty of those out there for you. The idea of these podcasts, number one, is to educate my current clientele that I am talking to. This helps them make a transition, and it helps me from having to spend hours and hours with each family member. Instead, they can tune into these podcasts at their leisure and listen and educate themselves about the lifestyle here in Thailand. Then number two is for those potential affluent clientele that's looking to diversify their portfolio or down the road move some of their estate to a place like Thailand. And then number three is for the general listener, for those of you just potentially thinking down the road of retiring here in Thailand or owning a piece of real estate or living here part-time. But we don't take on every single clientele. We're very, very specific, and we have our minimums. So it's not, I don't want to offend anyone, because just I haven't had time to respond to all the emails that come in, and I will. I think that this is going to be easier. Is that if you are sending me an email looking for $100,000, and again, you don't meet our minimums, I can assure you that we can't help you. And I ask that you just look for another agent, another broker. I have given you enough information through prior episodes that help educate you on what to look for. Because folks, most agents and brokers here are freaking knuckleheads. They're idiots. And don't think that an agent that speaks English is even better. Those are actually the worst. So again, I'm gonna go through all the details, just refer back to some of my prior podcasts. I go into a lot of detail on how to pick the right real estate. And then for those of you that are interested in using our services, please do me the favor of being a little bit more specific in your emails, because we go through a vetting process. The more I know about you, the better I can help you. The better my team can help you. The better prepared we can be. So when you're just sending an email saying, I'm interested in real estate, give me a call, let's schedule a call, or can I text you, or send me listings, that's not enough. Just getting to understand you. How old are you? How many people in your family? Have you been to Thailand? What is your budget? That's the most important thing. And that pretty much is going to give me an idea right away of where you should be. If your budget's only $1 million, but you want multiple homes, I already have an idea for you. Obviously, we'll get more into specifics once we jump on a conference call. But if you're bringing over $5 million or $10 million, then that's completely different. But the more I understand from you, where do you live now? Do you live in Georgia? Where in Georgia? Do you live in Idaho? Where in Idaho? You live in Washington, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, UK. Please tell me where and what city you live in. Do you live in a single family home? Are you looking for a single family home? Are you looking for primary residences for real estate? Or are you looking for primary residences and investment real estate? The more I know about you, the better, and it helps prepare me. And you want me to be prepared, because you're busy. You're an entrepreneur, you may be a business owner, you may be a high-level executive. So time is of the essence, and I don't want to waste your time. The more information that I have from you, when we jump on our initial conference call, I can get right down to the point without wasting each other's time and a lot of fluff. That can come later, folks. And that's the one thing I love about working with affluent clientele. They get to the point. It's boom, 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 boom. Not a lot of wasted time. But for those of you that can't afford to buy multiple homes or luxury real estate, there are thousands upon I think there's 50, 60,000 units just in Bangkok alone that are available for sale. Not all of them are good. Like I say many times, about only 10 to 20% of real estate here in Thailand is only decent. Majority of them here in Bangkok, so be very, very picky. Do your homework. That's what these episodes are for. My episodes are also for you. Yes, they're for my clients and soon-to-be clients, but they're also for you. Take it from someone that's been doing this for 20 years. I've been doing this for a long time, and I've worked with thousands upon thousands of clients. In addition to that, I walk a mile in my shoes. I'm not just sitting here preaching to you and never have done it. I've been doing this, living abroad, owning homes in multiple countries for 2 decades. You can learn a lot from these episodes. And the last thing I want to mention is, for those of you that are still on the fence, there is, and if you're savvy enough, financially savvy enough, you're smart enough to know that there's a lot of financial pain that's about to come. If we're not already in recession, depending on which country you're in, you will be in a recession in 2023. And this bear market is going to last for a while. It's not just inflation, now it's stagflation, rising energy cost, rising goods and services, supply chain issues. That stuff is not going away anytime soon. Doesn't matter how rich you are, you're still going to have some issues. And also, especially for those that own massive estates in cities and locations where a natural disaster was just knocking your door. Maybe one town over, you were lucky you were spared a hurricane, and one town over, all those estates were wiped out. Just like what happened in Florida just recently with Hurricane Irma, or massive flooding, or mudslides in California, or massive fires. So don't be naive enough to think that it's not going to catch up to your home or to you sooner or later. And even if you are fully insured, don't think that your insurance company is going to pay you right away and pay you fair market value for replacement costs. What I'm saying right now is, based on what I'm seeing right now and what's happening throughout the world, is okay, maybe you still need to live and work in London, or maybe Sydney, or in Auckland, or maybe in LA. Rent. You're probably telling me, well, rent is crazy right now. Rent. Because your home is priced high. Right now, the fastest falling prices for real estate is luxury, ultra luxury real estate. Excuse me. But you're still going to get a premium for your home that you couldn't get pre-pandemic. You're still at a high. Sell it. Rent. Knowing that you're going to be here in Thailand sooner or later. Instead, take that cash. Ray Dalio just stepped down as CEO from the world's largest hedge fund that he created, Bridgewater. And he admitted, he's always said, cash is trash, but not today. Yes, temporarily right now, the dollar is high. Sell your home. Hold the cash. Rent. Use some of that cash to buy your dream home here. Maybe you live in Beverly Hills and you have even though your home maybe cost $2 or $3 million, but it's only maybe 3,000 square feet, you've always wanted to have a 5 or 10,000 square foot estate, but you can't afford $15, $20, $30 million. We can find that for you here. We can find that for you on a golf course in a beach community for $2 or $3 million. Now is the time to do it, while the dollar is strong. The baht is at a historic low. It will not maintain this level. The US dollar is historically strong. It will not maintain its level. It has to devaluate in order for more trade to happen. You're smart enough, I don't need to explain this to you. Time is of the essence, folks. And for those of you that feel that we are at the bottom of the market, 2023 is going to be better, I'm sorry to tell you and disappoint you, you are absolutely in for a big hurt. If you are not prepared, you're in for a big hurt. Save your money. For those of you just listening to these podcasts for fun, save your money. Next year is going to be tough, folks. Don't buy that new iPhone. Don't buy that new iPad. Don't buy this. Don't buy that. Save your money. Next year, 2023 and 2024, is going to be difficult. Stop using your credit card. Stop accruing more debt. It is going to be tough. So thank you so much for joining me, and I hope to see you in Thailand.